The White House is downplaying a U.S. government report projecting a near doubling of COVID-19 daily deaths in the United States by June the 1st. White House spokesman Judd Deer took issue Monday with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report that also forecasts about 200,000 new coronavirus cases each day by the end of the month. That's up from 25,000 cases now. The information is based on government modeling pulled together in chart form by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and published Monday by the New York Times. In a statement Monday, Deer said it was not a White House document, nor has it been presented to the Coronavirus Task Force or gone through interagency vetting. The spokesman also said the health of the American people remains President Trump's top priority, and that will continue as we monitor the efforts by states to ease restrictions. The government report said the number of coronavirus fatalities could reach 3,000 a day in 4 weeks, up sharply from the current figure of about 1,750, according to the New York Times. The U.S. United States has sought to combat the spread of the coronavirus for about 7 weeks, but President Donald Trump has ended his stay-at-home directives that shut down much of the U.S. economy through April.